Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Paul Southers. Paul has been a member of a very, very interesting organisation which has been celebrating 50 years this year. Paul, can you explain what the organisation is? And oh, I better just say as well that Paul is a trustee of the Talking Newspaper.
That's right, yeah, yes.
And so does a lot of work on your behalf.
Right, hello there. It's Paul Southers here, talking about Calder Valley Search and Rescue Team and my long association with them. So if we're going back to the early 80s now, when once I'd started work with NatWest Bank after leaving school, I started taking up walking and climbing as a serious hobby. And after a couple of years or so, a couple of old school friends of mine, John Bairstow and Simon Anderton, who people may know, the parents, I'm sure people will know Myra Bairstow, John's mother,
Shirley
Anderton, who was a teacher, local school teacher.
She's just died.
Yes. And they were encouraging me to join the team, and at first I was kind of a bit reluctant, thinking, well, you know, I think, you know, it's a very important organisation. Have I really got the skill and experience and good enough to be a member? So I put it off a little at first, thinking I need to get more experience. And but you know, I used to see John and Simon in the local hostelry, such as the house that Jack built, and they kept mentioning it each time I'd been away. So what finally spurred me to join was that tragically John Bairstow was killed in a climbing accident in I think it was the winter of 1984 in up in Glencore, and obviously that was, you know, a blow to all his friends and people who knew him. But really, that was the thing that spurred me then. I thought, well, John had been asking me to join, and I really, if nothing else, I need to do this for John now, you know, because otherwise I thought that's something I can do in really memory for John. So I went along and joined, and it was absolutely great. You know, it was, in those days, it was a fairly much more informal organisation. Christine was a member herself from the early days, so she'll know what I'm talking about. Mm. And we used to meet in the old headquarters, which was a little building just at the back of the old Ebden Bridge Tourist Information Centre. So people will remember how Ebden Bridge, well, the layout is still the same, but the owners of the properties have changed over the years. We just had this little building next to the river, and it was great for us at the time, but you know, we had to move on, sadly, which I'll come on to later. So anyway, I joined the team and quickly made lots of new friends, not least Pete Smith, who was, at the time, he was the team chairman, but had been the team leader. He is Pete Smith, OBE, of course, now, for his services to Mountain Rescue. But we had almost instant rapport because we both shared a love for climbing the mountains in Scotland, probably more so than a lot of the other members of the team at the time. So, you know, we hit it off very quickly. We've remained close friends ever since and shared lots of adventures in the hills. But anyway, so I got into the team after a probationary training period. And very soon after that, because of my background working for NatWest Bank, the existing treasurer, Jill Kingham, was expecting a child and wasn't very well. So I was kind of ambushed one evening and made treasurer of the team, which, you know, quite a big responsibility to take on when you'd only been a member for a year or so, but needs must.
But you did that job for 15 years.
I did, yes.
15?
Yes. Well, I kind of settled into the role once I got going. But and probably the real significant thing about my time in treasurer was that about halfway through the period, the team circumstances changed quite dramatically. the rescue post that we had down at Ebden Bridge, we kind of got in kindness from Calderdale Council, who owned the property for many years, and were paying a peppercorn rent of about £20 a year, something like that. And because of what I suppose people in this day and age would call progress and improvements, it was decided that all the Calderdale's properties that they own needed to be let out for the commercial going rate. And so somebody came along and said, okay, you can keep the rescue post, but you'll have to pay something like £3,000 a year rent. And at the time, our annual budget was about £2,000. So as you can imagine, you know, there's no way we felt we could afford to pay that. And in any event, it was quite a small building, not really fit for what we wanted. So this led us to a really difficult period in our history where we literally had a choice. Well, there was three options we had at the time. One was to stay where we were and see if we could somehow raise that money, although historically we'd never raised that amount of money. The second was to actually just call it a day and give up, which is not really something that we would have wanted to do. And then the third was to actually raise money to build a completely new rescue post somewhere else. Anyway, we decided after debate that the last was the course of action we were going to take. And then that really took us to this fateful annual general meeting back. It was sometime, I forget the exact years, it would have been in the early 90s, this. And we went along to the meeting. There'd been a working group looking at proposals for a new rescue post, and they were, because of our history of struggling to raise finances, they'd gone for a very modest plan to build a very basic industrial unit type structure somewhere in Mytheroyd. I suppose for readers to kind of compare, it's like what they would call one of those lock-up units, only a very small one. And going into the meeting, it was pretty much expected that all this was just going to get voted through and we would start raising money for this.
But it had been quite a turbulent time before, because you'd lost Phyllis Oakley.
Yes.
Who'd been the chairman for, well...
Well, probably since the team was founded.
Yeah, yes. She'd be the first one, wouldn't she?
That's right, yes.
And by this time, she was an old lady.
Yes.
You know... and so she had retired, so there were lots of new people coming in, weren't
there? Well, there were, and again, I was, so we needed a new president as well, and I suppose that I kind of was the catalyst of helping to choose that, because there was quite a bit of debate again about who would be suitable, but I knew Bob Utley, who were well-known personality around town.
He's spoken to us about the rescue team,
yes,
the 50th anniversary.
Anyway, and as I was sat one day in the rescue post, you know, there's a picture of Bob and his wife Hannah on the wall of the rescue post presenting some equipment to the team, because unfortunately his son Robert, who was the same age as myself, although I didn't know him too well, had tragically died in a climbing accident in the Himalayas. And so they'd raised a lot of money, and Bob was, so there was a connection already with Bob through Robert. And to kind of add to that, something I knew which the other team members didn't really know was that Bob was, through his various charitable involvements and his position as a partner in a local firm of accountants, he was very well connected with all kinds of companies and organisations. And I also knew that he was due to retire, although in Bob's reference of retirement, he's now over 80 and still doing things, so he's never completely retired. But anyway, I just thought, well, I said, well, I think Bob Utley is the person to do this. I thought, and he's got the potential to have the contacts to help us raise the money. So I left it at that, and some of the other people went and spoke to Bob, and sure enough, on the interview with Christine, he would have said he saw that as almost like a calling in his life, and he saw it as a duty, you know, following on from the death of his son Robert. Mm. This was his new mission in life. His accountancy career was starting to wind down, and the rescue team was going to be the focus of it.
This is very important for this, yes, this crucial AGM, yes, that you had.
Yeah, yes.
Where the team was in different factions, wasn't it?
It was. It was in different factions. But anyway, so literally, so Bob was there. It was his first year as president. And as we expected all this to go through, and almost a rubber stamp, no discussion. And then suddenly Pete Smith, who was now Pete Smith OBE, stood up and said, well, I want to put a counter proposal here. And
it's a very bold move,
yes,
isn't it?
I mean,
it's a bold idea.
Yes, and he stood up and he had slides prepared, and he was showing pictures of other rescue posts that had been built in the last maybe 20 years or so in various places in the Lake District up in North Yorkshire. And he was showing that these were much more substantial premises than the ones that we were proposing.
And a lock-up down at Mivenright.
Well, the lock-up at Mivenright would have literally fitted one vehicle and a bit of equipment, and that was it. And he just said, well, you know, I'm sorry, but that is just not good enough, and we need to be more ambitious. And, yeah, it's a risk that we can we raise this money, but if we don't take this risk, is it really worth us carrying on?
But you had Bob on board at this
Well
stage.
Bob was like a dog with a bone once he got into this project, and he pulled in, I mean, readers may also know a local architect called Robert Marshall, who Bob quickly brought in to design a building, and we worked out we were going to have to raise over £100,000 as a target. And he reminded, so this is an organisation which has been running on a budget of £2,000 to £2,500 for the best part of, 25 years or so. And all of a sudden we need to raise over £100,000 to build a new property. So
did he do it yourselves, or did he have to get professional people in to help?
There was no professional people. I mean, you could argue that Bob was the professional person. But it was absolutely incredible. I mean, for me, it was quite challenging as treasurer, because as well as running the budget for the team, because we continued in our old premises for the time being, so I was having to manage the budget for that, but also taking all the money for the new premises. And, it was a busy time for me as treasurer, but it was absolutely incredible, because the main people really were Bob Utley, Pete Smith, who was chairman, and there was another team leader who came along later called Neville Sharp, who was a police sergeant and dog handler, and they did a lot of going out, doing talks, knocking on doors, and literally the checks, I was amazed, the money just came rolling in. You know, Bob would turn up on a Tuesday night and just pull a few checks out of his pocket, and it was incredible. We raised £120,000 in the end.
I know you got a lot from Rotary, didn't you?
Yes, and the interesting thing there is with Rotary is it started off, you know, purely from a selfish point of view, that we went to the Rotary, who'd always been a good supporter of the team. They'd always given us a grant every year towards equipment, you know, sometimes quite substantial, up to £1,000 or so. But what came of the fundraising for the new post was that Pete, as a thank you for them supporting us, arranged for them to go away on a social weekend to the Lake District walking. And, you know, the Rotary people really appreciated that, and a kind of a friendship grew out of that. And they're still, you know, to this day, what, some 20 odd years later, they still, that friendship still continued. So,
and 50 years on.
Yes.
It's still going.
It is.
Now, you've finished the 50 year celebrations,
that's correct.
I think. So
yes.
Can you just do a brief resume of what's things that have happened in this
right,
last,
yes.
in the anniversary year?
Right, okay. Well, it's probably, first of all, to explain that the celebrations were kiboshed somewhat by the floods, because the main centrepiece of the celebrations had planned to be a church service at St Michael's Church in Mytham Royd in March, but as far as I'm aware, I'm not even sure if St Michael's Church is open yet.
I don't think so.
So anyway, that side of things had to be put on hold and waiting for news of the church. Unfortunately, it never happened. But the main things that happened during the year, the first was that from the, I don't know how many readers will be familiar with the Packhorse Inn up at Widdop, or sometimes known as the Ridge, but we did a walk to commemorate the actual original route taken by, it was a worker at the reservoirs up at Widdop that was actually the cause for the founding of the team 50 years earlier. A worker from one of the reservoirs had gone out in winter to check some of the weather rainfall readings and had got lost in a whiteout blizzard, and his body went missing for, I believe it was several weeks before his body was discovered. But we did on the 25th anniversary, we did a walk following the route that person took.
Yes, I've got down here Robert Adridge.
Robert Adridge, yes, that's
yes,
it. Thank
yeah,
you for
yeah.
saving me there. Yes, so you know, we took a walk to follow the route to which we believe he must have taken, and then there was a short commemoration at the spot where his body was found, and then came back to the Packhorse Inn afterwards. So that was the first event. The next event was there was a dinner, black tie dinner celebration that was held. That was in Elland. I think it was.
Did you recognise one another? Because it's very different when you see people in red anoraks all the time, and then they go into the posh clothes.
Well, I think yes, I think that was a bit of a problem because
they brush up well.
Yes, well. Some do, some don't. So I'm not quite sure that, you know, there's quite a few members who feel very uncomfortable.
I don't
to dress
see
up.
A black tie dinner fitting in with the with the anoraks.
No, but the original concept of that was also to use it as a fundraiser, and there was a lot of people who had helped the team over the years who were invited to that, and that would be business people, etc., who were more
familiar with black tie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the team members kind of volunteered to more help out with more menial chores.
So they were the waiters.
Any excuse not to wear a black tie, yes. So that was that. And then finally, because of St Michael's Church being closed, there was they did have a church commemoration service, but it actually took place at a smaller chapel just near the railway station in Mytham Royd.
Yes, the Catholic church.
There. That's right, yeah. Yes. So that that was a celebration. And very remiss of me to mention that we also had an open day down at the rescue post, which was attended by the mayor of Calderdale. And that's where, you know, all the public were welcome to come along and have a look round and meet team members. And, you know, that was a very good day for me because a lot of the older members from my days came along, and very significantly, when we're doing this talk now in May 2017, that Wilf Sutcliffe came along, who sadly Wilf died. He was one of the founder members, and he died quite recently. So that was probably the last time I saw Wilf alive, as did quite a few other team members. Mm. So.
Wilf, we must record this, was the person who used to paint all the acorns on the Pennine
That's
Way
right,
signposts. He undertook that voluntarily.
He did, yes.
And he also sought out a lot of Walker's signpost, you know, in around Todmorden as well. So
he did, yes. Oh, he was a stalwart for
super chap.
Yes, and a very nice guy, and very. I used to enjoy talking to him because he used to come over to me because he knew about the expeditions I'd done in Scotland through the wild places, and he knew all these places. And back many years ago, when the roads weren't as good, etc., he'd taken his bicycle and he'd ridden his bike or carried his bike over places that are fairly tough to walk, to be honest.
Yeah.
So he was, you know.
He promised us an interview for the Talking Newspaper, and unfortunately he died before we could actually achieve it.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. Because he'd have a lot of stories to tell, would Wilf.
Yes,
he was a very nice man, and I'm sure a lot of people knew him around the town. But so I should add, just to close, that around 1999, because I moved into the house where we sat now with Sunny Old Close, and it needed a lot of work doing to it. I was busy with work and family, so I stood, and at the same time, it's fair to say mountain rescue was becoming a lot more serious in terms of regulation and the need to be have proper qualifications for medical, you know, you had to be medically qualified, etc. And I just couldn't give the commitment to keep going. So I took a step back. From being, initially I took a step back from being on the call-out team, and then eventually I stood down as treasurer.
But you were so well thought of that they offered you...
A life member, so I was very kindly given a life membership, which...
How many other people have got life memberships?
Well, there was probably only about 10 of us, something like that. Mm, there's not too many.
10 of you in 50 years?
Yeah, I'm in fairly distinguished company, you know, the likes of Pete Smith, OBE, Eric Spofforth, Will Sutcliffe was a life member, and Douglas Brill, who also died last year, he was a life member. But yes, we were. It's quite an honour, really, to be part of a select few. And I've kept in touch with the team. As I've lost my sight, it becomes, well, from a practical point of view, I could never be an active member anymore. But I've always remained good friends with Pete Smith and Bob Utley in particular. I meet them every Thursday night up at the Top Rink Inn. And so, obviously, I'm very much...
But you're the financial whiz, and you were saying that the culmination of this 50 years...
Yes, well, it was amazing, Ed,
financially?
Yeah, financially. It was announced that we'd had a grant from Calderdale Community Foundation towards a new vehicle, and it was something like £75,000 for...
Wait, you when you were treasurer, you were doing... £2,000.
Well, yeah,
and this was a grant of
£75,000.
Wow!
And you know, looking at the team, I think it's absolutely marvellous. Now the finances of the team, the budget is £50,000 plus per year. They've got three new vehicles, all brand new vehicles. Those in themselves cost around £75,000. When I was treasurer, we used to have. Old Black Marias from the police force, which we paid £20.
But they're being used, though.
Yes.
It's part of... It's being used for the community.
It is.
And thank goodness the community is recognising.
Yeah, well, the team's just had the 1,000th call-out recently.
Right.
You know, so they're busier than ever, you know, especially with the floods and various other things. They really do provide an excellent service to the community, and I think that's recognised in the funding that they get now.
Well, Paul Suthers, life member of Calder Valley Rescue Team, Moorland Rescue Team, I better say, haven't I?
Well, Search and Rescue Team.
Oh, Search. Right, okay. Thank you very much indeed, Paul.
No, you're welcome. Right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.